Reverence is a state of mind, not a set of rules. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Reverence is a state of mind, not a set of rules. What is a state of mind? A state of mind is where we feel peace. We feel a sense of oneness with all life. We feel a will to live, a will to be. We feel a joyousness within ourselves. This peace, this balance, this joyousness within ourselves comes from knowing that we are a wonderful person, that we love ourselves. Reverence is not for something outside of ourselves, but reverence is for something inside of ourselves. It is unconditional love. Reverence is a respect for all of life. This unconditional love that we have for ourselves and for all others is so magnificent, so wonderful, so fantastic that we feel just glorious and good about it. But how can we gain this feeling of gloriousness, this feeling of goodness? How can we gain that? How can we live in that state of gloriousness and goodness? We can only turn on this gloriousness and this goodness by saying, "I like me," to ourselves. For if we do not like ourselves, if we do not have great respect and great love and a great inner awareness, that inner self that we are is so wonderful, so fantastic, so glorious, so fulfilling, so rewarding. Reverence is a state of mind. And that state of mind is a state where we feel very good, very peaceful, very balanced. We feel very centered. We have that love for ourselves that goes beyond all other measure. The set of rules that we oftentimes follow in being reverent is to bow our heads, to show ourselves our genuflecting by folding our legs, by taking off our hat, by wearing the proper clothing. These outer symbols, these outer things, noble as they may well be, they're not reverence at its ultimate. Reverence at its ultimate is where we listen to knowing within ourselves that all of life is good. Reverence really comes down to the idea that, do we want for all in our world, do we want for all that we know, all whom we know, do we want the same good that we want for ourselves? And if we do not, then we best look at what we want for ourselves. What do we want for ourselves? Are we looking for our highest and best at all times? Are we looking for the ideal within ourselves at all times? Are we looking to be a wonderful, peaceful person at all times? You know, we talk about the idea of living in the now, living in the reverence of the now, in the delight of the now. But how many of us can really do it? How many of us can really live in the now? We're constantly remembering our childhood. We're constantly remembering the past. We're constantly remembering what others did. We remember what a little child does and we say, "You'll never grow up. You'll never improve. You'll never do the right thing." And now, we may not say that out loud, but when we look at the child, that's what we see. We see one who will not improve, who will not let go of negativity because, and here is the big ringer, because we have not let go of it. we still see them as being naughty children. We still see them as being unfulfilled. We still see them as being something that has yet to improve. And who is it that has yet to improve? Who is it that has yet to wake up to the divine within them? That's me and you. We have yet to wake up to the divine within us because we constantly cling to our childhood. We constantly cling to the things that we did when we were young. We constantly cling to yesterday. And as we cling to yesterday, we show no reverence for today. We show no reverence for reality. We show no reverence for the divinity that's within us. For the reverence to the divinity that's within us says that now is the only acceptable time. Now is the only acceptable time for my good. Now is the only acceptable time for all of life to be. I look at a child and I see it in the now. I see it glorious and beautiful. That's reverence. That's joy. I look at myself and I see myself, the wonderful being that I am. I see myself revealed in every glorious way. I see myself wonderful beyond measure. This is reverence. Reverence begins within ourselves. Reverence begins within each one of us. This is where reverence begins, and this is where reverence always is. Reverence can never be in the outer, because the outer is always going to be waiting to be revealed. The outer is always going to be waiting to be fulfilled. The outer is always going to be waiting to be shown where life is and how life is and how we are. Are you ready today to be reverent? Are you ready to know that life wills to live, that life chooses to live and be lived? Are you willing to be who you are today? Are you willing to have a code of ethics, a code of honor, a code of respect, a code of reverence that is a state of mind in which you dwell at all times, in which you feel content and happy at all times? Can you dwell in that state of reverence, that state of mind that tells you that all is good and very good? Can you dwell in a state of understanding that says life is beautiful, life is good, life is fantastic? Can you dwell in that? Can you be aware that this is who you really are, who I really am? I look at my dog, and my dog does not think of yesterday. He does not think of anything that happened even moments before. He's only living in the now. He lives in this present awareness of who he is, and he is it beautifully. You look at little children, they live in the now. They live with reverence for all of life. They live in the delight of being who they are. They live in the delight of this body that they have, of the mind that they have, of the home that they have, of the playground they have, of the friends they have. They live in that delight. Can we do any less? Reverence is a state of mind. And these children, these animals, these beings who we say are not yet fully aware, they live in a state of reverence, a state of mind of being themselves and enjoying life. Today, let you and me and all the world, because the world is our creation, you and I and all the world, we say, I now have reverence for all of life. I have respect for all of life. I see that life wills to live, because life is a joyous, wonderful experience. And no matter what the past was, no matter what the future may be, I can only live in the now. And I say now is the acceptable time for my good, and I live in the now with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my being, and I am the happiest being in the universe. Join me in this happiness. Join me in this awareness that reverence is not a set of rules, but reverence is a state of mind, and I am in that state of mind all the time, and so are you. And how wonderful that is. I love you. I love you. I love you.